up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up?
Something I can't wrap my head around yet, but it feels so real to me. If I keep writing the same songs over and over again, will they one day connect? I don't know, but I'll keep trying. I guess I'm still in the same place I was last year. Even when everything changes, the last thing that changes me. I told myself to grow up, but I didn't, and I don't care. But I still find it harder and harder to fall asleep. Took a walk through our neighborhood in the springtime. It was beautiful. Feeling swallowed by all of the problems that I couldn't see. And there's something to hate about all of this business as usual. Till it's starting to seem that there's something to hate about.
Help a move, cause there's something about you, something about you. See your face. Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
Hey, you're tuned in at 90.1 FM, CJSF from Burnaby, and you're listening to the Young Artist Bedroom. I'm Vincent, and I'm alone today. So we're going to just listen to some music together. Anyways, next up is Daisy Fields by Neil Smith.
Running through the daisy With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Hey, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby, listening to the Young Artist Bedroom. And I'm Vincent, and I'm alone today, so I'm going to tell you about myself. So I'm here as part of a work experience program for a music program taking at another school. I'm really grateful to be here. This is a great radio station. And my music journey started back in grade one when we would listen to classical music. I just had an affinity for it. So I decided to play the piano. My parents gave me lessons, which I'm really grateful for. And I played that for a few years. And then in school, a few years later after that, we started to learn guitar in class. And it was neat, but it wasn't something that really stood out to me. And I actually got a guitar, I think around my grade 6 year. And I told my parents I was going to play it. They said, "Oh, are you sure you're going to play this every day?" And I'm like, "Yep." And then that guitar was played once and then started collecting dust. But then during COVID, I listened to a bunch of music. And then I started listening to some artists I didn't listen to before, like Blink-182, My Chemical Romance. And I got really into this pop punk style of music. So then I decided to pick up the guitar again and start learning. And I had this this practice amp from a music school I got for free. It's not a very good amp, but it got me by. Then I played on my dad's old Squire Bullet Strat. And I would just jam in my room along to some music, you know, for hours at a time. And at the beginning, I wasn't very good. You know, I remember Say It Ain't So by Weezer. It had bar chords, so I'd really struggle with that. I couldn't play it. So then I ended up just playing easier songs. And some songs I couldn't play in standard tuning because instead of an E chord, it used an E flat, and then I'd have to use a bar chord for that, and that was too hard for me. So I sort of, it's kind of like making your way up a mountain. You don't go straight up. You kind of wind around. I played songs that were progressively harder. And then over time, I developed skills. So those songs, like Say It Ain't So, are easy now. But that's how I got my start. I was playing just in my bedroom, jamming for the fun of it. And over time, I built those skills. Then comes high school. I decided to join the jazz band. Well, I wanted to join in grade 11, but then I told a friend about that in grade 10 and found out they didn't have a guitarist. So I went in, and initially I thought it was going to be super easy. I thought jazz was just a bunch of simple chords. It was going to be something easy, but that really humbled me. But it was a great experience because it pushed me to be a better musician, but also it pushed me to meet people. So one thing, in grade 8, I was telling to my friend, I was trying to recruit all my friends into a band. I wanted to make a band. And one of them actually started playing bass. So me and him, we always had the intention to start a band, but we needed a drummer. And we never had a drummer. No one else wanted to play drums. It's a hard instrument as well. But when I joined the jazz band, I quickly found out that the drummer there had the same music interest as me. So then us three, we made a band together. And that would have not happened if I didn't take that step to join jazz band. So I'm really glad I did that. And now that I'm in that band, I meet new people when we play gigs. You know, we've played gigs outside of our school, which is really awesome. We get to meet lots of people that we wouldn't have met otherwise. And that all comes from this step of, all from that first step of joining jazz band. So a lot of musicians, I think, are too nervous to take that first step. They really want to stay in their comfort zone, but if you want to take your music journey to the next level, you have to be willing to work with other people and put yourself out there. Most people are probably not going to be in your next band, but if you join jazz bands, you meet a lot of people. There's going to be some people that really stick with you, and they're going to stick around for a long time. That guy that became the drummer of our band, I'm friends with him now, a lot closer. When I first met him, I didn't know him. Now we're close friends. We play shows together all the time. We know each other really well. And then from that point on, I joined the music program that I'm in today that brought me to this radio station. And at that music program, I met a lot of people that are really great and I love working with. And I'll probably continue to work with them in the future. So I'm really glad I took that first step. And I'm really excited to see where the future will take me. So to any young musicians out there, my biggest piece of advice I can give you is to go out and experience music in the real world. By that I mean, join bands, join clubs revolving around music. Because I was gaining skills by being a bedroom guitarist, playing by myself, but I was staying within the same dimensions. Going out and playing with jazz band, playing with my band now, it's opened up new dimensions for me in music, which I'm really grateful for, and I hope more people will learn to take that step. Anyways, next is Sunbathe by Mall.
Thank you. can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
I like it.
you're listening to the Young Artist Bedroom on 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby at Simon Fraser University. Thank you for tuning in. We're just chilling, listening to music. Next up is a song called Places by an artist named Self Care.
Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Hey, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby, and you're listening to the Young Artist Bedroom. My name is Vincent, and I am the only host here today. So I'm going to continue our conversation from earlier. I was talking about my musical journey, and right now, basically, I'm in my band. I work with some people in a music program, and I'm in a school jazz band. So my situation is pretty cool right now. I get to do this show. I get to perform at different venues. I performed at my school. I performed at a couple of other high schools. And hopefully I'll be able to perform at more venues in the future. You know, there's always a lot of small venues to perform at. And that's one thing I want to improve in is reaching out. There's small festivals, small night markets, things like that, that need people to perform. And, you know, a lot of them will take anyone. So it's all about reaching out. Most people will underestimate what they can get, but you can get a lot if you ask. And there's some people I've met who they'll ask and they'll reach for things that most people wouldn't dare touch. And what they achieve and what they get in return is amazing. Like, I know someone from the music program that performed at the P&E last year with his band from the music program. And that's because he reached out. He went emailing and he knocked on that door and then it broke. He got in. So that's what you need to do as a young musician. And that's something I want to do. And another thing I've been thinking about lately is that I want to make an album with my band, maybe a solo project. I can't quite decide, but I want to make an album. And one of the challenges that I've been facing is me and my band will say we want to make an album, but then, you know, once the time comes where we're making music, it's really boring. And I think that's a problem with a lot of young musicians. They kind of romanticize the music making process, even though it is work. It's not going to be rainbows the whole journey through. It's going to be boring. It's going to be tedious. There are going to be things you don't want to do. It might sound bad. And I think what a lot of us need to do is to just fight through that. We need to take those steps, even if our album's bad. You know, everyone's first album, everyone's first song is going to be bad. And we need to do things more, because the only way to get better is to do things. Like my guitar skill, for example, I only got good because I kept doing it. I didn't learn from a textbook or study and then master it. In fact, I have had performances that have gone really poorly because I tried doing that instead of practicing with my band for a few days at least, like I should. We all practiced our parts individually last minute, and then we came on stage together hoping it would piece together into a great show, and it's a disaster. So the only way to succeed in music is to do it. If you want to make a good album, you need to be making albums, and you get good at that over time. If you want to be good at guitar, you need to keep playing. If you want to have a good performance, you need to keep practicing your songs with your band. And that's something we're all working on. I've gotten more into the grind as time's gone on, but I still have a long journey to go, and I'm sure many young artists can relate. But to everyone out there who's thinking of making an album, performing, who has a band, my advice is to reach out and take those risks. You know, send an album to a radio station, sign up for a performance somewhere at some night market, because there's a lot of opportunities for small guys like us. A lot of people just look past them or think that they're too far. Anyways, next is a song called Dissolving. I hope you enjoy.
Without a flashlight in my hand, we crawled across a man-made creek onto your land. Nothing settled, we made a rule to understand. Can't break this feeling. I'm dissolving, can't break this feeling that I'm dissolving. Walked for days until the rails turned into rust.
almost dropped a couple times when we got lost. The ghosts are us, and we have dreams of being dust.
Beginning in the night, we turn to sand again. From single cell to full, decline is still development.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to 90.1 FM CJSF. I'm Vincent. This is the Young Artist Bedroom, where we talk about being a young musician and listening to some music. So, today has been a really chill day. One of those days where you need coffee to stay awake. And it's been fun. I'm here by myself doing the show. This is awesome. And we just listened to some great music. I've discovered so many new bands at CJSF. We have a music library here, a very big library, and I've explored a lot of it. Well, to me it seems like a lot, but there's so much to explore, you can't possibly conquer that. But I've explored a good chunk of it, and the latest band we just listened to was The World Is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die, and the next song I'm going to put on is also from that band. And it's just so cool to find great music from artists that you haven't heard of. There's so many underground artists that produce awesome music. It's a little bit different than mainstream. You know, some things are less polished, but then in a way it makes it more real. And I'm really glad that I can find artists like that to listen to here. And I'd encourage everyone in the audience to go and look for some music that is hiding in the shadows a bit, because that can become our favorites, or something that we listen to in the car, or something that we'll put on every once in a while and really enjoy. Yeah. So that's what I would say to the audience. And sometimes, you know, I like to just put on some headphones and put on a good album and listen to it. Getting rid of the distractions, putting on the music, and just absorbing it, because You know, a lot of times life is too fast. We have too many things going on at once, and we just need to focus on one thing. So that's how I'd recommend to listen to music. I usually put on an album, one of my favorites. In the future, I might try something new. But I like putting it on, turning off my computer monitor, and just listening, absorbing the music as it was intended. Instead of my normal routine, which would be to put on music in the background and then do something else, surf the web, check messages. Because then you're really looking past the music, you're looking through it. And at that point, why bother? Compared to when I put on my headphones and really listen to the music, I can enjoy it deeper and really use that time better. So our next song is called Dim Sun by the same band I mentioned before. The world is a beautiful place and I am no longer afraid to die. I hope you enjoy. Hey, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby, and this has been the Young Artist Bedroom. Up next is Free Voices, so make sure to stay tuned in. Thank you so much for listening. We have one last song before the show is over.
Some